Welcome to the Travel Pulse Podcast, your go-to listening for everything travel. Here are your Travel Pulse hosts, Eric Bowman and Dan Callahan.
Day podcast listeners, this is Dan Callahan, co-host of the Travel Pulse Podcast, coming to you from our headquarters in West Hampton, New Jersey. I'm joined by my co-host, Eric Bowman, who is down in Athens, Georgia right now. How are you doing today, Eric?
I am great, Dan. Today is January 21st, Travel Tuesday, as you mentioned. We've got a great show coming up for you today. We're going to always talk about what is trending, so some recent trending topics that we've had up on TravelPulse.com, as well as an interview with an agent later on tips and insights on the industry. So we'd love to hear from you folks. If you have any feedback, anything you want to hear, talk about, hit us up at podcast@TravelPulse.com. And we'd also love for you to leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts, whatever here with Apple, Spotify, Google, anything you listen, leave us a review. We'll have some incentives coming up later on down the line for people who leave reviews. So we would love to hear from you.
That would be awesome. Yeah, that would be great. And, you know, it's funny that I mentioned how you're situated down in Georgia. Did you know I'm actually making my first visit to your great peachy state of Georgia coming up in February, Eric? If you want to alert any local authorities.
You have never been to Georgia? I'm glad that you're coming down south, man. I will. It's for your bachelor party. That's awesome. I've got some sunscreen because it can get hot down here. The sun's a little blistering down here. You're going to need it. It's the KFC sunscreen. It's so the wearer smells like it was a limited time edition. I've been saving it. So I think this is a great occasion. So you can smell like crispy fried chicken. Do your visit to the good old Southern U.S. of A.
Yeah. And this Eric tagged me in this thing, showing me that there's now some sunscreen that smells like it. I guess it has a scent of KFC fried chicken, which is better than the scent of sunscreen. I mean, I'll give it to you. But I think Eric's just going to gift that to me for my bachelor party because he wants me to be attacked by a pack of wild dogs or something like that. I'm just going to get licked to death. I would appreciate that more than
be nothing but dog kisses. How is that bad, Dan?
Oh, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. I just hope no, like, you know, any stray cats find me because I'm not a cat guy and they would kill me. So, but yeah, I mean, that's interesting because at this point, you know, we talk on this podcast a lot. We cover a lot on Travel Pulse about different travel technology and innovation. And I mean, that could be applied to the rest of the world. I mean, but at this point, just forget the flying cars, forget all these, you know, crazy innovations to how we live in the in this day and age. We just need to go the route of creating things like KFC scented sunscreen. I mean, it's over. It's game over. Let's just go this route and just create these things. I mean, I'm all for it. So thank you for alerting me.
Bring
that.
It back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring it back.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's funny with Savannah, too. I'm going there in February, and I've run into this issue with my fiance where she wanted to go out to Scottsdale, Arizona for her bachelorette party. And then it turns out that flights were expensive going to Arizona from Philadelphia. Who would have guessed it? So where did she pick to go on her bachelorette party, which was this past weekend? Savannah, Georgia. Of course. Isn't that convenient? It's an interesting choice. Probably had absolutely nothing to do with me talking about it and booking my bachelor party there. But
not,
you know,
at all.
No. And you know what? I think it violates some type of code of ethics or law somewhere in some land where you cannot schedule a bachelorette party and a bachelor party in the same destination. I don't care that they are separate weekends, separate months, separated by 4 or 5 weeks here. It doesn't matter. It's the principle that she booked a bachelorette party in the destination where I have a bachelor party happening.
No, Danny boy, just you're about to be married soon, so just get ready to make sacrifices. That's exactly. All I'll say. At least it's not the same exact weekend, because that would be weird.
Exactly.
That would be weird.
Yeah, and you know what? My one buddy was telling me, and he made a good point. She was going down there to scope out the city and scope out the situation there and installing little nanny cams all over the place to keep an eye on me, and he was calling them Dan cams. So she's got the Dan cams all flooded throughout Savannah. So if there's anybody listening to us in Savannah on this podcast, I need you to go out there and destroy any of the Dan cams. All right? We don't need any Dan cams ruining a good time.
Yeah, help Dan out. He needs it.
And if there's any travel agents out there that have booked, I know people specialize in bachelorette parties. Have you ever booked, like, for a couple, like the girl's bachelorette party, the guy's bachelorette party, whatever? Have you booked them separate destinations, the same destination? I mean, at least ours are separate weekends, but I think it would be a major red flag, like a flag on the play, if you scheduled them in the same place in the same weekend. I've seen that happen a couple times at the Jersey Shore during the summer, and I wanted to throw a flag out of my pocket. It's a major, that's a violation.
Yeah, the Bachelor and the Bachelorette party destination ones have been pretty trending with millennials especially. You don't see that a lot with the older generations back in their day, but it's a fun thing, you know. It's one thing to look forward to. It can be expensive though, so that's why if you are a millennial listening right now and you have a bachelor or bachelorette party coming up, if you're planning one down the line or something, use a travel agent. Your friends will thank you. You can probably get some group rates, better deals. Yeah. Because the wedding itself is going to be expensive already too. So just look out for your friends there.
Absolutely. That's a great tip. That is a great tip that's going on. And as you're saying, it's trendy for these things to be a whole experience, a whole like kind of mini getaway for you and your friends and everything like that, basically a vacation. And we're talking a lot about vacations coming up. I know we've been talking about some different trends happening. Eric, what's been trending on TravelPulse.com in the past week or two?
Well, next week is National Plan a Vacation Day. It's January 28th. So if you're planning a trip this year, there's already a few deals out. You can head over to TravelPulse.com and check out, you know, start planning for National Plan a Vacation Day, January 28th. If you need tips where on where to go, what to do, check out our travel guides as well on TravelPulse.com. You know, planning in advance is a great way to save money, and you can get deals with this National Plan a Vacation Day. I love all the National Day things of throughout the year. I have an email alert for that stuff. So National Plan a Vacation Day, January 28th, you know, planning in advance, great way to save money. For more on saving money, though, we also recently published a gallery piece on 25 ways to save on travel in 2020. It's filled with terrific advice and insight from our writer, Alex Timblador. So some of the ways to save include, you know, using a travel agent, which we have mentioned every show now, and we'll probably continue to, because that's what we like to preach. It's the best way for you to save money and time for yourself. Travel in the off season is another great way to save money. Using points and miles for reward programs, it's a great way to save money and time as well. You can check out the rest on TravelPulse.com.
Exactly. And what I found really interesting about that slideshow that we put up on TravelPulse was a way to save money was Turo. It's this little app where it's basically the Airbnb for cars. People will put their cars on this app to rent, and it could be anything from a standard Ford Focus kind of thing. If you just need to rent a car, you can save money by doing it that way instead of getting one at the airport and you're going through just a regular person for it. You meet up somewhere and they show you the car, and it's all done through an app. It's like Airbnb for cars, similar concept. What I did when I went to LA, though, I went the exotic route. I wanted to get, I did like a Porsche 911, a Corvette, a convertible, a Stingray, you know, really, you know, trying to drive up and down the PCH in LA looking, thought I would stand out, but definitely not driving in a Corvette or a Porsche. That's like every other car there. So it's definitely a fun app to use. It can save you money. It's also a great experience. It's in many different cities, if not all of the cities around the country at this point. I mean, if you have an app and you want to put your car up on there, you can. You can rent it out for a certain amount today, a certain amount per day. You can put restrictions on it of use it for this or that. I know people sometimes rent the cars just to do a music video or a photo shoot or something like that. But, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can utilize it. It's a great experience and money saver. So that's inside of that gallery that we put up there, along with a lot of other things that we're going to touch on tip-wise from our travel agent segment that's coming up here shortly. So stay tuned for that. And what else?
Air travel is another way people want to save money. You know, finding ways to get cheap flights, and that kind of goes back to using a travel agent. And one of the trending stories from this past week was Travel Advisors actually achieved record airline ticket sales in 2019. The numbers came out on that. So booking flights can be a hassle. So let an advisor do that for you and book all your other travel for you, so you save time and money. You know, speaking of airlines, though, a lot of airlines are adding new routes and deals for the Super Bowl in Miami. You got the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. So if you're fans of those teams and one of those destinations in those areas, so you got new routes to choose from. And because of that, there's some deals on those too. You can find out more on TravelPulse.com. Deals are great because Miami is already expensive to begin with. I love Miami, don't get me wrong, but it can be pricey, you know. And prices definitely skyrocket for everything in any city that hosts the Super Bowl. It's just the nature of the Super Bowl. It's what it is. So if you are headed to Miami and you want good Cuban food, of which I love, and you don't want that overpriced touristy spots area, you should check out David's Cafecito. It's the best Cuban food I've had outside of eating in Cuba last year. So.
Oh, that's awesome. And definitely would recommend looking into some of these flight deals, because when it comes down to it, you know, they're adding flights, cutting fares, and if you're going there for the game, whether or not you're going into the game, saving on airfare would be big. But I would assume with somehow the ticket prices go for the Super Bowl that you're going to be dropping thousands, if not tens of thousands on a ticket. So saving on airfare, you know, Eric, what's the like latest ticket prices you've seen for the Super Bowl recently?
Yeah, before San Francisco won the game, I think a trip down to Miami was like $1,200. So now that's slashed down under $1,000 now. So that's a good way to save money, though. But speaking of Miami, man, oh man, I know you saw this story. It was up on a Twitter video that was posted. It's in the wacky news department, the naughty passenger department. An incoherent woman stripped naked and ran through the Miami airport. People were like, what in the world is going on? She was running through the airport, and then she was outside of the airport on top of a car. It was pretty wild. You guys love clicking that. It was one of the trending stories from this past week. So there might be some more naked passengers in Miami, as crazy parties always happen at the Super Bowl. So get your cell phone cameras ready and put that up on Twitter.
Yeah, and I don't want to say that I'm like the Nostradamus of my time, but I want to say I kind of predicted this a few episodes ago, where we were talking about something similar happening either on a plane or in an airport or something, where it was blurred out because somebody posted it either on Facebook or Instagram or something. And they
blur that out on Instagram.
Exactly. And I specifically said there are no laws on Twitter. Do whatever you want. And what happened is somebody sourced this video on Twitter, and you know, of course, we're going to cover when things happen like that. And, you know, when certain things happen and go down, and what do you know? It happened. So I don't know if the woman who did that listens to this podcast and was kind of, you know, don't say I was the inspiration for you to do that. But if you're out there listening, definitely contact us to get an interview. We want to know what inspired you to do this. So anybody out there that does want to get in touch with us, by the way, podcast@travelpulse.com. Let us know what you think of some of the format here. You want some story ideas? You want us to ask agents or guests a specific question, whether you're a traveler, travel agent, reach out to us there, podcast@travelpulse.com, and feel free to leave a review while you're at it. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on in Miami right now. And speaking of the Super Bowl, Eric, who do you have winning that? Are you putting money down on somebody in a block pool? Like, what's going on at the Bowman household for the Super Bowl?
No, I do not bet on sports because
you're responsible.
I like to keep my money. Yes. Awesome. I'm just hoping for a good game, man. Honestly, it doesn't really matter who wins either way. I've got no dog in the fight. So give me a good game. I don't want no snoozer 13-10. You know, I'm all about the points. So lots of touchdowns and really in good commercials, man. I love to have a good laugh at the commercials expense. So
exactly. Looking forward to that. Yeah, no, same here. And, you know, the Falcons aren't in it. The Eagles aren't in it. So, you know, I will be rooting for, I guess, Kansas City at this point. I mean, we're all glad that the Patriots aren't in there. I think we can all agree on that. But I just would love to see Andy Reid finally win a Super Bowl. That would be great. And I've just all, you know, ever since the Kansas City won the AFC championship, I've just seen his eyes lighting up at the fact that he's one win away from a fast food buffet at the White House. So, you know, it's going to be an amazing game nonetheless. But so yeah, what else is going on? I mean, I know we've covered these stories a little bit, but one that kind of stood out to me this past week on Travel Pulse was yet another travel influencer doing something that they should not have been doing. So what happened
the
over
fake
in Egypt?
Influencers, yeah. We'll say that.
Yeah.
what real influencers are travel agents, exactly. And travel advisors, not these social media wannabe stars.
Oh yeah. So what happened in Egypt with this guy?
Yeah, so this guy climbs up the pyramid in Egypt, gets busted because, duh, in the middle of the day, and then he's jailed for a few days, and he talks about there are stuff that I saw that should never be seen in this jail, and is like, clearly you never watched the show Locked Up Abroad, my man. Like, what are you doing?
And, you know, clearly he's never watched any of the Mummy movies, not the remake with Tom Cruise. That was horrible. I'm talking about the ones from, I guess it was the 90s, early 2000s with Brendan Fraser.
Oh, yeah, Brendan Fraser.
Man. And The Rock. Oh, God, I could just see like a plot line in one of those movies being some guy running up to the top of a pyramid, just being an idiot influencer, and The Rock coming out as the Scorpion King and just knocking him off of there. I mean, how, you know, it could be a totally separate remake if Brendan Fraser is interested. You know, I came up with the idea right here, folks. You heard it first here. But one of the things that stood out in that story was that he was quoted as saying being inside of he went to jail in Egypt, going to jail in a foreign country has got to be terrifying. But he said that he saw things in that jail that no one ever should ever have to experience or see. But a strong emphasis on the but, He said, but it was worth it. So I'm hoping he meant climbing the pyramids, although I do not endorse that. But, you know, a lot of people out there want to get that social clout. They got to get those fake internet points that are meaningless in real life. They got to boost up these, you know, it's a business for some people, their Instagrams and YouTubes, and it's horrible what they do when it relates that to travel. So hopefully nothing was actually damaged. I know we've covered things being damaged to tourist attractions like that. And Eric, you've been to the pyramids. So, I mean, do you think it was, you know, fairly easy for someone to scale? I mean, I haven't seen them in real life myself. So is that something somebody can literally just, if they're in good enough shape, just run up the side of? I mean, they look way too big to be doing that.
Yeah, you can actually climb up a few of the steps and enter in and pay a little fee and enter in the main one there. But you have to be in great shape to run up to the top, and you have to be not at the main attraction one. You have to do it at one of the side ones, I guess. It could have been a one of the smaller pyramids too. There's more than just the main three there. So I definitely don't condone anyone to do that. You know, we want people to be smarter travelers and travel responsible here. I'm really surprised the guy said it was worth it, because being locked up, I can't even imagine being locked up abroad. Like, come on, man, you're in a foreign country, respect the laws. It's not that hard.
Exactly. And I mean, just seeing those in person, I mean, that's definitely something that I would recommend everybody do, it because I want to do it and it looks amazing. And someone being able to climb up those pyramids and just being able to, I mean, I wouldn't recommend doing that, but just being able to see something that, you know, just think that, you know, it's something that.
Yeah, you can go almost half, just a little under halfway up, but you can't go to the top. So.
Wow. Well, it's crazy to think that the aliens helped build those. So it's wild, but that's a topic for another podcast, but you know, that's neither here nor there. So,
different story for a different day, Dan, I guess.
Yeah. I got a lot of those.
About conspiracy theories, and maybe we'll touch on that one of these days in the show, on if there's ever a travel related conspiracy theory, but
I'll be all about
Dan. Dan is that guy. Dan is that guy. So hit him up, podcast@travelpulse.com. If you've got your own crazy conspiracy theories, Dan will love reading that. He's all about that. So don't want anybody doing anything ridiculous, and definitely don't want anybody getting locked up abroad. So it's all about ways to be smarter traveler and ways to save money too, which we're going to talk about with our agent coming up soon here.
Thanks, Eric. And yeah, right now we actually have a travel advisor on the line with us right now, and we're going to get into a whole bunch of different topics around different tips, topical things about what destinations we can do, and general advice for our agent, advisor, and traveler listeners out there. Right now, our travel advisor on the line with us is Mickey Taylor. Mickey, how are you doing today?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you for coming on today. Would you be able to give a little bit? I know we've worked together through all our inner workings at Travel Pulse and Agent Home Magazine together for a while now. Would you be able to give the listeners a little bit of a brief intro about yourself and what you do, how long you've been in the business and things like that?
Sure. Well, a lot of people might know that I actually worked as an accountant for over 23 years. Kind of funny. People think it's odd to go from being an accountant to now I'm a travel agent, but I actually got into travel through my accounting position. We were a small firm and a software company. My boss came to me one day and said, "Hey, we have too many people traveling. Build out the travel program. I have no idea what it consists of. Just figure it out." And those were the types of assignments that I loved, and I figured it out, managed it. And so I've actually been doing travel over 10 years now, almost 15. And I've been doing my own agency since 2014. So I have a lot of experience in the corporate world and in the leisure world. And wow.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I mean, I always came to you with travel questions. Little did I know I could bring some accounting or finance questions too. So that's good to know as well.
There you go. Bring them on. I do. I actually love it when agents will reach out to me and say, "Hey, I do have a question about this expense, that expense. What about this?" Because I think it's a part of owning a business that never really gets talked about as much as it definitely should.
Absolutely. Yes. And that is 100% right. And it's something that we bring up in here a decent amount. We try to. And I know Eric covers a lot on Travel Pulse about the business side of things, not so much all the, you know, the, you know, crazy, nice, exciting stuff about the actual travel aspect of it, but also the back end and how that business works for people like that. And it all comes down to the money. And that leads us right into our first question. I know Eric was talking about this a lot and earlier in our episode here about saving money. So, Eric, you had a question you wanted to ask about, you know, deals and how people can save money right now.
Yeah, Mickey, what can advisors and agents do right now to get their clients a good deal and save them money?
So I think the word of the year is going to be partnership. And it's been thrown around a lot, but in the past year, I myself, and from speaking to other agents and advisors that are colleagues and friends of mine, it's making those good partnerships with the travel suppliers, with your Funjets, your Apple Leisure Group, all of those types of partnerships, making them really strong. And I know we were talking about, I formed a new partnership with a wedding show company that is a different type of wedding show, utilizing those partnerships to expand on partnerships outside of the industry as well. When you make those firm partnerships and you really form a bond with a certain company, like I have a really good relationship with Funjet. I have a great relationship with Skybird. That's where I book all of my flights through if it isn't a package. And I honestly, they're my go-to for those trips and for those flights. I know that because I book so much with them, they have my back. You know, I have my own mini team within Skybird Travel, and I've already called them out in the middle of the night. Hey, I have an issue. Ash, I need your help. That type of thing. So those types of partnerships will help agents save their clients money. And not only when you think about saving your clients money, also you have to include the type of service and the value that you bring to your clients. And with those strong partnerships come additional value that, you know, might not be thought of in the forefront of anybody's mind, but it does play a lot into how you service your clients and where all the money is saved. So definitely write down the word partnerships because it's a big one.
Yeah, that's good to know. You know, you want to be connected and well-connected. It's about who you know a lot of times in these days. So that's really good advice for agents and advisors out there. So as far as, you know, destinations and stuff right now, it's kind of the winter time right now. Anyone looking for a winter getaway, what are some destinations that are good choices and places that might have good deals going on right now?
So it really depends on, you know, where they're flying from, because a lot of the time when you're researching a trip, it's the air flight or the air costs are what really controls the total overall package. But speaking of destinations, Cancun, as far as the Caribbean, it's my number one seller. It's where I can find the best deals. And, you know, they have budget, middle, luxury. And it isn't just Cancun in the hotel zone. They have so many different areas, Riviera Maya, Tulum. So you really have a lot of options when it comes to Cancun. So I have to give my shout out to Cancun because a lot of people want an all-inclusive option, and they have the best, whether it's winter or summer, you're going to get the largest variety and more inventory in Cancun. And that usually tends to allow cheaper, a little bit cheaper rates. And again, it depends where they're flying from, but for the majority, Cancun is a really good, good option for even a quick getaway, a week long trip. And it's great for families, singles, generational travel. It really covers all of that.
Yeah, I love Cancun. You get a lot of bang for your buck there. And all-inclusive resorts, they're not all created equal. So it kind of depends on what you want as a traveler. So that's one way, you know, you want to work with a travel advisor. They'll help you out and get you to the right all-inclusive that will fit you. So and definitely explore. If you're going to go to Cancun, you should explore beyond the resort too. So it's a trending destination. So.
Yeah, definitely. It is. It's always my number one selling destination as far as, you know, the Caribbean beach type of destination, it's always number one.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think as we're talking about, you know, whether it's Cancun or another area of the Caribbean, like you were saying, you'd sail across the Caribbean. There's a lot of things to do. I mean, you have the all inclusives, but all the different, you know, types of travel that people are going there for, whether it's some type of adventure or just straight leisure, or if they like, you know, even cruising around the Caribbean. There's so many different types of travel you can do in those destinations and exploring around Cancun, Riviera Maya, and so on. Are there any kind of travel trends that you've been seeing here at the beginning of the new year, or that are going to be coming up, that some travelers or even some travel advisors are out there should take note of or really look into? Have you been getting a lot of questions about anything specifically, or like some things that you see are becoming a new trend in that area?
What is actually a continuing trend, it actually started last year, is Italy. Italy is probably the hottest destination. Everybody wants to go there. Other next to Cancun, it is my number one destination. It's all over the news. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's also because, you know, Kylie Jenner had her birthday there on a yacht. She was, you know, the yacht was anchored out in front of Positano. She went around that whole area. There are a lot of Hollywood actors, actresses, famous people that are going to Italy. And that started last year and it is still continuing. I've already booked off the top of my head, probably 17 honeymoons to Italy. And it's great. I love it's really when clients come, you know, normally when you think of honeymoon, and when I first started doing the leisure side of the business, it's, oh, I want to do a honeymoon. I want it to be beachy. I want it to be all inclusive. I want to go to the Caribbean. But that's changing. And it has changed quickly, as I said. So it's nice to have clients come and say, hey, I want to go to Italy. I want to go to Positano, Rome, Venice. It's just a really, as an advisor, it's really fun because I get to share destinations and areas of Italy that when they're going for 2 weeks, we don't have to cram. And it's not like I have to go bounce, bounce, bounce and get them to all these different destinations within a very short period of time. They're doing at least 10 days, most of them 2 weeks, and they're strolling around Italy and all that Italy has to offer. So that's a trend that continues and it's super exciting. And if agents haven't experienced that trend, they really need to go out there and share some of the, you know, watch Hollywood. It dictates a lot. Pop culture, where those famous people are traveling, repost on your social media. Hey, you know, so-and-so was just spotted in Positano, and list some fun things that, you know, Positano has to offer or whatever the destination might be. But yeah, that's probably the hottest trend right now that I'm seeing in travel.
Yeah, that's interesting you say that, because I've had a number of friends of mine that have gone to Italy, Greece, done a number of those different types of countries in that area for their honeymoons, and they'll kind of split the time up between the two. One of my buddies went to an all-inclusive that was in Greece, and then they hopped over to a bunch of different cities in Italy. And I know I see very frequently on Travel Pulse, at least, us covering a lot of, I don't know if over-tourism would be considered there in Rome or Venice. I know they have some tourism issues, like just so many people that they have to figure out the right ways to do things and accommodate for so many people. So is there any specific things like about like either going to Rome or Venice that you would recommend, or maybe some off the beaten path kind of things in Italy, like maybe going out into like the countryside, like to, I know like wineries and stuff like that are big. Is there anything like that that you recommend to clients or for people to look into, or to, you know, recommend to their own clients or for travelers to take advantage of themselves?
I do. Like, there are so many different, like you mentioned, off the beaten path cities and areas that are within Italy. Yeah, it's great to visit Venice, Rome, all those main spots. But one thing that I always recommend when clients are going to Tuscany is to rent a car so that they can just explore. And out of most of my trips, if anybody does rent a car, that's the area that I, you know, encourage them to do so. Sometimes if, you know, people get skittish driving in different countries, but I have encouraged, you know, if they're comfortable enough, I have encouraged them to even, instead of taking the train or flying, I did do a land trip where they rented a car and they actually drove, and they came back and they said that that was the best decision that they ever made as far as their trip to Italy, was renting the car, having the freedom and the leisure to go as they chose, and could just drive around, see the countryside that you don't normally see. We did a lot of different cities in Italy that you wouldn't really think to go to. Milan is one that I love, and if you're a fashion person, you're going to love that. It kind of does get overlooked a little bit. They're just endless places to go off the beaten path. And I highly recommend renting a car if, you know, your clients are comfortable and if the traveler's comfortable to do that, because you're going to get to see a lot more of the countryside and those little out of the way towns. And if you work with a travel agent, just ask them, if you want to rent a car, ask them to give you a roadmap and say, hey, where, if I'm driving from Venice to Tuscany, what little areas along the way should I stop at? That's what I've done, and clients love it. It gives them, you know, there's Puglia, Umbria, there's so many other Sardinia little areas that you just are great to see.
Yeah, and some of those you may not have otherwise gone to see at all, you know, if you weren't, you know, looking at those types of things. So knowing them ahead of time is great to have. And even renting a car, I mean, it gives you a sense of freedom out there. I mean, as long as you're comfortable driving in another country, I know that's a lot of the times what people get skittish about. But yeah, being able to do that and drive through the countryside and everything like that, you know, could be, make for a great trip on there. So that would be awesome. Being able to do that. So definitely look into Italy then. I mean, like all the different cities that you were mentioning and towns and countryside and everything. I mean, there's a wide range of different things to do there. And it's definitely a trending spot right now, especially for honeymoons and everything. So it's great to note there. And while we're on the topic of talking about different, you know, tips and everything, I think across the board, just travel in general, are there any, whether it's like for agents, like social media tips, or for travelers, like booking hotels or airlines in a certain way, or days to do things, or, you know, things like that? Are there any like general kind of big tips that you would give to people out there, whether they're an agent or a traveler, or one for both, if you have any?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I think for agents, there's probably two, and both of them really allow us, I feel, allow us to be able to do what we do and have our home-based businesses. And the first one is technology. Use it. It's as easy as that. I know that, you know, our agents and advisors are from high school graduates to, you know, 70, 80 year old advisors that have been in the industry forever, and everyone in between, and everyone across that whole spectrum. There are people that are skittish about technology, but technology is what is going to allow agents to work efficiently. It's going to allow them to provide a better experience and for their clients, whether it's planning the trip, booking the trip, or during their trip. Technology makes it easy. Everybody wants easy nowadays. They don't, you know, I rarely have a client that prints anything out. They want the app. They want everything at their fingertips. So agents really need to get on board with technology. And the other tip for agents would be use social media. It's the way that we can market to billions of people that we never would have been able to before. So those would be my two tips for agents. And as you guys know, I'm obsessed with technology. I love it.
Oh yeah.
And always, you know, I'm always trying out new platforms, trying to see what can, you know, my agent studio website is my third child. And right before we jumped on this podcast, I was, you know, adding some additional pages and really just being comfortable with trying those out and utilizing those will take your agency to the up a step. And clients realize that and they will come back again and again. And not that I don't provide a good service. I provide a great service, obviously, but they rave about the technology that I use. They love it. So really big on that. Mm-hmm. For travelers in general, same type of thing. Use technology. Plan out your trip, whether they're using a travel agent or whether they're planning it on their own. You know, prime example, my daughter, youngest daughter's getting married. We just did a weekend in Atlanta to go dress shopping. So it became a whole weekend event. And I created an itinerary. We had when we were going where, tickets were purchased, timeline, like everybody was invited into the, you know, Travify itinerary. And I don't know how I ever did trips prior to having technology like that, because everything runs smooth. So definitely plan it out. I know you don't always like to have every last little detail planned out. And like we just talked about, if you're renting a car and you're driving, you don't have to say, hey, absolutely, I'm stopping at point A, B, C, and D that either your agent gave you or that you, you know, found on a map along the way. But at least write them down, know what they're about, and just have an idea of, yeah, I might like to stop there. Because if you just go on a whim, you waste a lot of time. You really do. So plan it out, whether, you know, with or without an agent. Obviously, I would love for everyone to use an agent, because I feel we bring a lot of value and expertise to the table. But even without us, just plan it out a little bit. You will be a lot happier with the results and the experience that you have on your trip if you do some planning and have it not just so much in your head on an app that you can access easily, and you're not fumbling through papers, emails, trying to find websites. You know, that makes me start to break out in hives. Think about that, you know?
No, those are all great tips. And especially with fumbling around with papers and everything. I mean, this, you know, it's 2020 now. Like, you got all this stuff can be inside of an app. No more, you know, sitting in a rental car trying to find what MapQuest. Do you remember MapQuest, Eric? Remember that? I mean, yeah, you don't have to print out these directions going places. I mean, if you're in a foreign country and you need to have that because, you know, your phone doesn't have a data plan abroad or something like that, that's a different story. But, you know, over here, utilizing and even beforehand mapping this stuff out with technology. The technology is there. There is sometimes a bit of a learning curve to figure out how something works, but definitely adapting to it will make things so much smoother and overall get you the most bang for your buck when traveling. And to your point too, Mickey, with social media, you know, you were just talking about how people are influenced to go to certain places because of what Kardashian's sister shared on her Instagram. I mean, they're literally influencing people to go and do these things. So travel advisors can be the same exact kind of thing of being the influencer in travel, which is something Eric and I are talking here a lot about. You start up a social media presence and share some of your clients' stories, share some of the places that you've been and things like that, and you could be influencing people to go. And the only difference between that and a Kardashian doing it is that these people will be coming through you to book those trips. So because they see it on your social media and they will be intrigued and come to you and ask questions. So having all that is great. So I think those are great tips.
Well, I would like to add that, you know, I really wouldn't mind if the Kardashians came to me to book their trips. I would welcome that with open arms.
Oh yeah, most definitely. You'd be set if you were their personal travel advisor to do all of their travel bookings.
I'd love to add that to my resume.
Where would you recommend the Kardashians to go right now?
Right now, I would say Kylie just did, they've done Italy, they've done Bali, they've done Costa Rica. Yeah, I follow them a lot. I would say depends on who is going, but Dubai is a really hot spot as
Yeah, that's a fun one. That would be interesting.
And there's some really outrageous, awesome hotels and resorts there. So yeah, I would say Dubai and Abu Dhabi would be where I would start recommend.
They would probably love that. Although if Kanye got in the mix, he may want to do something like a space tourism thing. You might want to go to Mars or something like that. So, I mean, there's a big commission check for you there, right there. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting booking, but definitely. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. You might see Mickey coming up on an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing all the different tips and insights. Where can everyone listening find you? Like a website, on social, anything like that?
So my website is taylorandcotravel.com. The CO is for the company. So taylorandcotravel.com. My Instagram is, my personal is 33 Red Sox Girl. Don't hate. and my business Instagram is Taylor and Co Travel. I'm on Facebook. You can find me with the same 33 Red Sox Girl. My email address is Mickey is spelled M-I-K-I at taylorandcotravel.com. And if you are like to text, you can always reach out to me 814-521-9556. So I would love to hear from everyone, agents and travelers. I'm a giver. I always, I love to help agents build their business as much as I love to create customized itineraries. So travelers and agents and advisors alike, reach out.
That's great. And the lines of communication are open for you. Definitely. If they, you know, have any way of reaching, there's tons of ways of reaching you there. So that's great. But thank you again for coming on. We appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. And also I shouldn't forget to plug Agent at Home. I do write the monthly Work at Home column in Agent at Home magazine. So if they don't get copies of that, they should go and sign up so that they get their complimentary monthly copy of that and see all my tips about working from home as well.
Exactly. And that'd be great. Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you again.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mickey. Yeah. And if you want to be on the Travel Pulse podcast, reach out to us at podcast@travelpulse.com. So as we get to our close out here, Dan, let's play a quick little game. I'm going to list off some TV shows and you tell me what network you think they're on. All right.
Let's see how this goes.
Paranormal Caught on Camera, The Dead Files, Ghost Adventures, Alien Highway, My Horror Story.
Sounds a lot like something that would be on, I got two guesses here, either Sci-Fi or the Hallmark Channel.
The Hallmark, oh, that's good. No, actually, those would be on the Travel Channel somehow is basically turned into a ghost network. I just want to know what the heck has happened to the Travel Channel. I mean, they rebranded in 2018 to this style of content. They announced it in October, so it made sense. But we're here in 2020, and they're still doing the same stuff, and it just makes me sad. Like, I miss the real travel shows. Like, I miss the days of Anthony Bourdain, may he rest in peace. You know, Samantha Brown, Adam Richman, even Andrew Zimmern and his bizarre foods. You know, I didn't really love the show because it was like weird foods and stuff, but it was a true to travel, you know, and they don't really have that stuff now. Now it's all ghosts and haunts, like they're forever stuck in a world revolving around Halloween. You know, I'm not the only one who's up on this because there's a lot of fans that feel the same. Well, I guess former fans, I don't know. I feel the same way. You know, they're commenting on their social media things like, you know, you should change the name to Ghost Network or Spooky Channel. That's what's on. Boring. And there's several different comments of that. I mean, they try to stay travel by jumping in some destinations of the day on their Instagram page and everything. And it's just sad. So, Travel Channel, if you're listening, you know, I've got some show ideas. Let's talk. I can get you back to the real travel side of shows. You know, if you love the Travel Channel of old, back when they were truly at their top, because I can't imagine ratings right now compared to what they were, you know, 10 years ago at their top of their game, their peak. Someone, please start a petition to bring back the real travel shows of the Travel Channel.
Oh, so boy.
That's my rant. I miss what it used to be, and I hope that the future can be better for that, because...
Yeah.
It sounds ghost shows on travel. It doesn't make sense.
Sounds like you got your work cut out for you on a GoFundMe or a change.org petition here. And, you know, I'm all for it. You know, I like, you know, when I was in Gettysburg, we did a little, not a full blown ghost tour, but there was a lot of talk about that stuff, being that Gettysburg is known for that. I know we were talking about Savannah earlier. That's also another big haunted city.
Yeah. There's certain elements that can make sense for that, but your entire show schedule. I mean, if you go to Travel Channel and check out their schedule, it's literally all, that's all it is. It's just stuff like that. Those five shows that I mentioned are like all shows coming up this week, and it's
brutal.
I missed the real travel content.
Yeah, so. Maybe they're just trying to market to the dead about where they can travel to, you know? I have no idea. No idea what the angle is there, unless some dude in a suit in a boardroom saw that other networks were getting big ratings from ghost content, and they just saw numbers on a spreadsheet, and they bought up all the ghost content. Not very applicable for the Travel Channel. Like you said, there's a way they can spin that, but I know that one of my favorite comedians, actually, Bert Kreischer, used to have a show on the Travel Channel where he would go around all.
Yeah, Bert's Big Adventures, man. Yeah. I love that show.
Yeah,
he was so fun.
Yeah, it's like stuff like that. Like, really, you know, geez, they're gonna lose their audience if they keep up with that stuff. That's nuts. But you know, speaking of other big numbers that are going to be coming in, aside from the ghost stories on the Travel Channel, over in Vegas, this was just announced today. This is Tuesday, January 21st.
It's Tuesday. Whoa, Dan. Tuesday. Travel Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's okay. I frazzled you with the Travel Channel nonsense.
I'm all thrown out of whack here. Las Vegas has just announced that they are going to be hosting the 2020 NFL Draft, and it's going to be set on the water and the fountains over at the Bellagio, which is an interesting setup. I mean, it could be. They're doing that to push, because I guess the Raiders are moving there, right? Into Vegas, which could be interesting as well. Believe it or not, there are actually people out there from Las Vegas. So a lot of people are like, oh, Vegas is just a tourist town. There's not going to be any fans. No, there are actual people that live there that I think would attend an NFL game on top of the people visiting. It has a bit of a draw to it. We'll see. But, I mean, going to the NFL draft, I've actually done that when it was in Philly. That was one of the first times it was outside of Radio City in New York. And it was interesting. And we only had these standard free tickets. Most of the tickets to get in there are free. I don't know if it's going to be the same in Vegas, but in Philly it was. We just got a hold of some tickets, stood in line for a while, and then we got into the main area. I mean, it was on the Ben Franklin Parkway. There was people miles down the parkway watching it on big screens and outside and everything. But we were inside of where we were sitting next to Ron Jaworski and Adam Schefter, like next to the cameras doing their live thing from inside of there. And the funny thing is, we just acted like we belonged. We just walked in, didn't look up at anybody, ask where we should be. I don't think we were allowed to be where we were, but it's one of those act like you belong there. We were wearing the right jerseys, and security didn't ask us any questions. Next thing we know, we're in the VIP section getting served drinks and everything. It was amazing. So if you're going to Vegas and want to see the NFL draft, it's definitely unique experience for sports fans. So book a trip to Vegas and sit in for the draft. I mean, it will be in the summer, so I don't know how that's going to affect things, but just, you know, may or may not. We talked about responsible tourism. Don't jump in those fountains. I don't think that would end up very well for you. So that's my tip for the week.
No. That was a fun episode, Dan, today. If you want to reach us, you can contact us at podcast@travelpulse.com or leave us a review. We would love it so much. Wherever you listen to your podcast, leave us a review. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, good stuff. And this is Dan Callahan signing off from Travel Pulse HQ in Dirty Jersey.
And this is Eric Bowman signing off from Athens, Georgia, the greatest college town in America.
We'll see you next time.